with thanks to Core Credit Union. Why bank when you can credit union? East Coast
FM. Now, you won't need to be an expert to enjoy what's happening in the night sky this June, with plenty of easy-to-spot sights overhead. One of the highlights comes around 8th and 9th of this month, when the bright planets Jupiter and Venus will appear unusually close together just after sunset. They'll appear close together to us, but of course they're far, far away, Dougal. Let's talk to David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. So it's always entertaining if we get, you know, bright blue sky, to be able to look up away from the street lights if we can, and see what's up there. So what should we be looking for?
Well, we've got two huge highlights for this year, 2026. The big eclipse in August, that will be nearly a total eclipse, in fact. There won't be a better one until the next Irish total eclipse, which is in 2090. But before that, right now, if you look in the west at sunset, as soon as it gets dark, you'll see brilliant Venus shining there, low in the west. And just to its upper left is the planet Jupiter, which is nearly as bright. Jupiter is nearly 10 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. And Venus is 6 times brighter than that. So we've got this incredible double planet, and they're moving closer to each other night by night. In fact, if you hold your fist out at arm's length tonight, you'll be able to cover both Venus and Jupiter at once. And by the time June the 9th, next week, comes along, you'll be able to cover the two of them with your finger at arm's length. And we haven't had this happen to such bright objects passing so close to one another since 2002. So it's a very rare event indeed, but only a line of sight of effect.
Yeah. So tell us about those planets. I mean, they're very different in composition. Is that right?
Yeah. As you stand there watching them, all you see are two bright lights, Venus and Jupiter. And Venus looks the brightest, but in fact, it's the smallest. It's about the same size as the Earth, and Jupiter is 11 times wider than the Earth and Venus. So it's the monster planet, even though it's the dimmer one. But it's much further away, and not only from us, but from the sun. So Venus is lit up by brilliant sunlight, being very close to the sun compared to Jupiter. And Jupiter is lit up by dim, feeble sunlight, and it's much further away. So it looks dimmer, even though if you could put the two at the same distance, you'd actually see that Jupiter is massive compared to Venus. And yeah, I think it's 4 or 5 times further away to Jupiter than it is to Venus. And Venus, by the way, about 200 million kilometers. So it's not close either, particularly.
A ball of gas, is that right, Venus?
Yeah, exactly. Venus, very similar to us, big ball of rock. Jupiter is a gas giant, so it's mostly made of hydrogen and helium. The same thing most of the universe is made of, all made in the Big Bang, about four-fifths. Hydrogen and one-fifth helium, other stuff mixed in. If you see pictures of Jupiter, you get to look at it. There are telescopes got these cloud belts, which are actually made of impurities like ammonia, ice, and other things going on in Jupiter's atmosphere. And, you know, if you look at the two, Venus, if you could touch the surface, is around 500 degrees Celsius. And Jupiter, on the other hand, is minus 130 Celsius. So the two worlds couldn't be more different. Yet looking in the evening sky, they just look beautiful and serene, like nothing special was going on. But nothing could be further from the truth.
Right. And we've heard about their names and the commentations with gods and things like that. But there was a thing when I was a kid when people started getting interested in astronomy. And I remember one particular guy saying, Venus, that's the Latin word to come, you know, to, it was gone and then it came up to you. And it was sort of a planet that was roaming around the universe and was captured by the sun. So it only actually arrived and was captured. So it came. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
what's
been
the
crazy theories like that in the past about where Venus came from, that it actually erupted from the planet Jupiter. But there's no scientific basis to any of those. It was a very old story long before the internet, Today we just called it one of the conspiracy theories. But in fact, we're pretty sure where all the planets came from. A huge swirling cloud of gas and dust, because we see thousands of them out there in space. And under gravity, they fall together to create the star at the center, our sun. And then the bits going around it, the dust sort of accumulates over millions of years to make boulders, and ultimately they collide with each other to make planets. And now here we are with all the dust swept up into the planets, including Venus. So it didn't erupt out of a bubble on Jupiter or anything crazy like that. We're 99.9% certain we know where planets came from. We're still researching the exact details of how planetary systems form, but basically from giant clouds of gas and dust.
Okay, well done. Okay, now let's have a look then. So in the western sky, Jupiter and Venus will appear close together just after sunset. We can have a look at those. And then we will expect a special moon sometime.
Yeah, we had just had a blue moon at the weekend. When there are two full moons in 1 month, the second one is called a blue moon because it's quite rare. Only happens roughly every 3 years. The next one won't be till the last day of 2028. And in fact, there's going to be a total eclipse of the moon on that date as well. So I'm sure we'll tell you more about that then. So there's going to be super moons later this year. Full moons are always great for them to watch. And one thing we want people to do, by the way, is to take a picture of Jupiter and Venus getting close and send us your best picture every day. And we'll publish it in Astronomy Ireland magazine. And the same goes for full moons. People get very creative and line them up with buildings, statues, all kind of things like that. And just for your own album, you can line them up with loved ones, you know, having Jupiter in, the moon in the background. But that's for the next full moon. And then, of course, new moons are what causes eclipses. And the next one of those is very deep. 98% of the sun is going to be covered. Now, that's not enough. That's from Ireland, by the way. That's not enough to cause a total eclipse of the sun. We won't get one of those till the 23rd of September, 2090. If you go to Spain in August, some people might already have accidentally booked their holidays across Spain on the 12th of August, there'll be a total eclipse of the sun. And they actually get another one the year after as well. But for Ireland, we'll just get a very deep eclipse, which means it won't go dark so you'll see the stars in the sky. But it will get noticeably dim on that particular day, and the temperature will drop. So we're writing a big article about that for Astronomy Ireland magazine. Nice. And we have a write-up of the planetary conjunction as well. Anyone joins Astronomy Ireland, you'll get that emailed to you immediately. So just go along to astronomy.ie to find out where to send your photo. A smartphone will do. And to sign up for the magazine.
David Moore. Thank you very much indeed. David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. It's more